It's time for the Librarians After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. We are talking Season 4, Episode 9, and A Town Called Feud. Stick around!
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin!
Hello and welcome to the Librarians! This is the Librarians After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. If you have not already, go to YouTube.com, search for AfterBuzz TV's sci-fi, fantasy, and superhero channel. That's this one. Subscribe. We're also on iTunes and SoundCloud. You can subscribe there as well. I'm Yael Teagle. I'm joined by Alexis Torres, who is marching along.
Marching halfway through. Hey, guys. You guys can find me all over social media at 8Torres890. I'm so happy that we're talking about this because I definitely wasn't expecting the story that we got.
Yeah, no, me too. This is Season 4, Episode 9, and A Town Called Feud. This was a very surprising episode for me. Because we definitely had a discussion last week about what the point of a Civil War reenactment is.
But I have another thing to say.
Yes.
You know how actors have to play disgusting characters sometimes? Racists, sure. Rapists, whatever, yes. all the R's. It's kind of the same, just a little bit. Like, they're putting on an act, but they're on the wrong side.
I see.
You see what I mean?
Yes. Nicely done.
Woo! But yeah, it was very interesting to see this all play out, to be honest. And it was really funny in the beginning because it was just like this big epic thing, and they're like, "Yeah, I'm gonna you know broaden my broadband. Yeah, it's gonna be great." I was like, "What are we talking about?"
I like when his phone rang.
It was perfect. I loved it.
It definitely felt right that his phone rang.
Yeah,
that happens.
Yeah, I thought he was gonna say that, like, my wife's, you know, 8 months pregnant. You know, I gotta keep my phone.
Yeah. I was like, she's in labor, right? Like, yeah. That's what that is. She's in labor.
Right, when it's like left, you know, like you heard the little boop, boop, like on his keys, like gotta go, guys.
I'm so glad you also. My first thought was labor.
Yeah, because why else would you have your phone on? I mean, I get it that there's a sale, which I'm like, no, I would turn my phone off for that. I'm like, honey, you go. I'll meet you there after.
So silly. Yeah. So we go to this town, which is now currently called Feud.
Mm-hmm.
And we meet Janet Hedge, the director of the Loveday Museum.
I knew, like, straight away. I was like, oh, you did something.
Yeah, no. I have thoughts.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Well, okay.
I can't wait to hear them.
Not to super jump ahead, but at the end when they revealed the picture of Diana Loveday, Carlton's wife,
mm-hmm.
and that she was black and that the picture was sun.
You don't even understand.
Did you also go, she did that on purpose because she's racist?
Okay, so deep down I kind of felt like that, but I was like, no, I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt. I don't know this woman.
It was
woman.
A sun-damaged photo, and it was like real damage.
Yeah.
I was like,
Somebody was like, we're going to make her white through the sun. But I was also like really excited. I was like, yeah, get it, buddy. He's got jungle fever. What?
I'm laughing so hard that I'm crying. My mascara is currently burning my eye right
now.
Sorry. This is fantastic. Thank you.
That's my goal, is to make you cry to your mascara betrays you.
I'm in so much pain. All right.
I had thoughts.
It was a really fun episode. I really appreciated the way this all played out. We had the weird guy who, like,
I thought he was going to play a different
the
role.
The conspiracy theorist.
Yes.
I loved the reveal at the end with him and the other one.
Whoa!
The reason they hate each other is because he stole his boyfriend.
I was like, this is new. Also, wait a minute. Didn't you say you were married? Are you bisexual? What's happening? I'm so confused. I thought he said his wife or something or whatever in the beginning.
Was he the one who had to get to the sale?
Yeah.
Well, maybe he's bi. Maybe he's like, fluid. We don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know his life.
Exactly. And I was just like, what is happening? I need answers. I need to see a signed webisode about these people. Tell me right now.
My face burns.
I'm sorry. I really wish I had a tissue.
That's fine. This is great. And then the end, I was, clearly Janet was involved in everything.
Yeah.
Damn it, Janet.
Yeah, no, for real. I was singing that same song through the entire freaking episode. I was like, damn it, Janet.
But then the reveal. So the reveal that, like, it wasn't, that they realized they're brothers and they loved each other.
Can we talk about this scene? Okay, so they're in the middle of battle, like, in the, middle of battle.
and then somebody else kills them.
Yeah, but I loved it because they were like, we're so angry, I'm gonna shoot you. But I'm having second thoughts. Let me take a few seconds to find my locket because I am an actor and I can't find where my locket is. Oh, here it is. Now we should slowly bring them together. Oh, I'm dead.
Not just that. That we're supposed to believe that they fell into the battlefield together, and then instead of this town burying their dead, they went, meh, just bury the battlefield.
Yeah, I don't know. I was, because it wasn't like they were separated, because I'm like, no, war, they would pick the bodies up and move them.
Because Janet found the bodies.
And they were both. Also, was this locket magnetic? Because I'm sorry, those things usually have a screw.
The screw's missing. I'm so glad you also. I was like, what kind of locket can you break apart and then put back together?
There was a lot of mishaps with this locket in this episode because when Janet was holding it the first time and then everybody showed up, she separated them, ran down the stairs, and all of a sudden she's like, I can't break them apart. I was like, witch, you just did that.
The ghosts
props
were fun. I really them. Liked the ghosts.
Oh, they were great.
My favorite is the Gollum leprechaun. I thought he was understood that it was a child, but no. Was just calling it that because I would absolutely do that. As everyone may or may not know, I'm not a fan of
children.
I was like, what's a polite word for it?
Yeah, children correct.
And so I was like, yeah, gross creature. Oh, I understood that that was a child.
No, he did not. He just didn't realize it. And I was like, what is happening? What?
I really like that this town or the museum was haunted so awkwardly.
It was just random moments in random corners. And also that whole, like, let's bring the town to, or the press to talk about this. I was like,
their press names, their outlets were so good.
Oh, my God. I was dying. I was just like, where did you get? Oh, okay. Oh, we're just all going to be part of the same. Okay, sure. Yeah, that's fine.
I was like, you guys not going to claim to work together with the annex?
No, nope. They're just going to claim different types of annex that they work for.
That was so funny.
Was so silly.
I think that was one of, as a press person who goes to these things, mm-hmm. I was very amused.
Yeah, I was just like, wow. Just wow. Wow.
The whole episode was that whole, like, feud town forgiveness, as they're calling it now.
Oh my God. So
seriously.
Stupid.
Girl, stop changing the town's
just
name.
Just leave it alone. I thought the original title of the town, which I couldn't remember what it's called. I think it's F-U-E-G-E. I don't know. Fugue.
Fugue would have been a great name to keep it
that's
as.
That's what it was. And then they changed it to feud because of the feud. And then now it's like, forgiveness. And I'm like, why? Can't you just leave it the way
it
is?
Yeah, leave it as feud. That's such a great story. I also, I love at the end where the librarians went, this is a better story.
Oh my God.
Like, she made up this thing thinking, like, no, this is such a better story.
Yeah, the fact that...
Dumb racist lady.
Yeah, I don't understand her at all. I was like, you are just the most annoying person. Also, you cannot get your crap together. Like, just take it all, put it in a backpack, put it together, take it with you. Like, I don't understand.
I love that the town was painted with a line down the center.
I was like, oh, it's just like certain areas of the town, you know, because it's like, oh, for funsies, you know, but not like there's an actual line. And it's not like a thin line, you know, like, oh, you can barely notice it, except for in specific parts of town where you're like, oh, yeah, that's cool. No, it's like the entire town has this giant bright orange stripe down the middle.
I think that's so... I like towns that really, like, get into their thing. Salem, Massachusetts is a really fun town.
Yeah.
Because it's real, like, they're all about it. I went to a town that was called Pleasantville. Real disappointed.
Yeah.
There was nothing in black and white there.
Yeah.
Sleepy Hollow, real all about
it. Sleepy Hollow's awesome.
That's what I'm saying, is if you have a town that has a thing, everybody should be all about it, not just the one lady.
Yeah, see, that's also why I was like, lady, if it's just you, you're not going to get this town back. No, everyone's just like, okay, yeah, this happened. Okay, we do this thing once a year, and then we kind of just go on.
Right, and it's not even we're super into it once a year. We do it and then go shopping because there's a sale.
That's it. And, like, we have our phones still turned on during the... Come on. We're selling shawarma. Like,
okay, here's the thing about shawarma.
I knew this was going to come up.
That's not how you make it.
I know. I know.
That's not how you make it. Also... That's not how you make it. I'll leave that other thought to myself.
Oh, Lord.
All right. I really like this whole Uriah Carlton situation. Mm-hmm. Although I'm confused as to the names. Like, Carlton. Uriah.
So apparently someone was the favorite. Clearly.
But who?
I don't know. I'm going to say Uriah.
Yeah, I really enjoyed this. It really made up for the entire thought of reenactment.
Mm, and I was also getting like super Harry Potter vibes from the paintings kept moving.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, what are we doing? Is it just their paintings? Are they the only ones that move? What's happening? You gotta give me some feedback here.
I went to a tour in Scotland where they had paintings that talked to you and moved.
What?
And I was like, well, I've been to a museum like, oh, that's not part of the exhibit. That's the ghosts.
Yeah, that's definitely the ghosts.
Yeah. What did the chat think of the episode?
the always obsessed said it made me very uncomfortable. I don't know which one she, I don't know what part, but yes. Billie Jean Girl said, was it just me or did Cassandra and Jenkins look like they were on a date back at the library?
Oh, we will get to that.
We will get to that.
Hashtag Cassankins.
Billie Jean Girl says, Yale, remember that Pleasantville got colored at the end.
Yeah, but still, if you're going to have a town called Pleasantville, you should have some houses in black and white. Like, you do something.
Yeah.
At least one house that's, like, half painted and half not. That'd be so fun.
Yeah. Also, she was also bugged by the locket. And I'm like, yeah. The Always Obsessed says, can we talk about Baird's green card joke? Do you remember that? When he buys the hat that says All-American Boy, and she's like, what? Do you get your green card now? I was like, wow, that was new. I loved it. The town was horrible. Who just leaves bodies where they die? Billie Jean Girl.
Thank you.
I agree. Oh, the date. The date part made me uncomfortable. We'll get to that.
Let me take a minute, if I may.
Here we go.
To thank you all for joining us.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you to the people who went to iTunes.
No way. We have reviews?
We have reviews.
Yay! Good job, everybody.
Thank you all so much for going to iTunes, subscribing so you don't miss a single episode, especially since we moved YouTube channels.
Yes.
So go to iTunes, rate and review if you like us. 5 stars. If you don't like us, 4 stars. The other stars, they do not work. So don't bother. You're welcome. All right. So I'm sorry that I can't read. So I'll try to read these.
Do you want me to?
No, I got it.
Okay.
Kendalyn Smiles gave us 5 stars.
Yay!
Great after show. I just discovered this podcast and I've been a long time fan of the librarians. It's great to see, or I guess here, other fans of the show.
She could be watching it too.
She says, or I guess here.
Oh, okay. That wasn't me calling it.
And I love the content as far as ships go. Am I the only one who wants to see Stone and Cassandra together? Yes.
I don't know about that.
Also, she says, I don't know. I just can't let it go. Thank you so much for the 5-star review.
Thank you.
Yes, you're the only one. all right. Lotta Base has caught up. Says, great after show, even if I can't watch right now. 5 stars. Aww. I've gotten a little behind on the show, but you deserve another 5-star. Hopefully I can get caught up soon and watch your after show again. Where you been?
Come on, get with it.
And Always Obsessed. Yay!
Yay! Always Obsessed.
Always Obsessed says 5 stars. It's just as good as actually watching the show.
What? That's a huge compliment, because I feel so like our show is so silly, but so is the actual show. I don't know. It's fine.
So sweet. All right. I am not new to the AfterBuzz. After shows, I used to watch the Once Upon a Time one religiously.
Ooh.
Let me tell you.
No,
that after show, I'm sure, was great. The show was great at one point.
Yeah.
I did not, however, realize that there is an after show for literally all of my favorite shows. Guys, AfterBuzz TV strives to cover every show possible.
Mm-hmm.
As long as we have time and people who want to do it, there will be an after show. I started binge watching Librarians after show after the DVD drive on my computer broke. Too much binge watching.
There's never too much.
There's never too much. Oh my God, this is a long review.
Ooh, yay. Ooh. I love long reviews.
Give me a second.
Okay.
Okay. It's just as good as actually watching the show. Thank you. I am in season 2 of the after show. Just finished the portals
episode. Oh, no.
Well.
Well, look at that. Would you just look at it?
This is a beautiful, beautiful long review. And it ends with, thanks for everything you do and keep up the good work. Thank you so much. I love reading these reviews.
I'm going to have to read that one.
Yeah, we will definitely take a look at that. There was a lot of thoughts
there.
Yeah,
we don't have a lot of time.
Sorry, we have more after show to talk about. But yes, the portals. We all do remember those.
I miss them. Okay. Yeah, I'll say it. I miss them. In every way, shape, and form.
Yep.
Of the word.
Kasekins. So as soon as he became mortal, my thought was, ooh, we can get back to this now.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that that's where Cassandra was going.
Nah, that's not what I was thinking. I was thinking that she was trying to do a nice thing for him because he's been going through some changes. And
he was pooping.
Hey, that's a lot, okay?
Here's the thing. He was human at some point. I get that he no longer remembers.
It's been so many years.
Yeah, but like, you...
I know.
Listen to your body. It'll tell you if it's where it's coming out of, if it's a burp or something else. You know what I mean? Like he burped.
No, I know.
I mean,
it could have been like a Sheldon moment if you guys are Big Bang Theory people.
You mean after he had all the Brussels sprouts?
Yeah.
I thought he was having an appendix.
Yup. And then he was like, oh, it was just a fart. I was like, oh, good for you.
Yes, I do watch that show religiously.
Yeah, me too.
I just think that, you know, it'll take some time, but he just has to listen to his body.
But he's so stubborn. He's so like, stubborn. I'm fine. Everything's fine. Also, groceries. Who thought it would be so barbaric?
How did he feed them? Did he not feed them?
No, I think they went to go get their own groceries.
I see.
Yeah.
More importantly,
actually,
they
sense.
Should teach him about Postmates.
Watch, they don't have that there. They're like, oh, we don't have delivery. That's, you know, just pizza.
If we had Chinese. A live read for like Blue Apron, now would be a good time for it.
I agree. But yeah.
We don't.
I do wish that he would, that would be really funny for him to be like, what's an Uber? Like, just out there. But yeah, I love that he thought that it was just crazy and how long he's been alive. He's never had to endure such crazy things. And I was just like, sure.
I do like that. So like the body functions, I think he should be more accustomed to because he was human.
Yeah.
I definitely understand that modern things should confuse him.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, I thought it was great.
And so we have this beautiful tea. What a beautiful spread.
Hi, tea! I love that stuff!
Oh, I have never had that, and nor would I think I would like it.
Oh, okay, never mind. But, well, yeah, okay, you know what? You're right.
It feels real classy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's also kind of nice to, like, have an afternoon where you can just get, like, super dolled up, even though we kind of do that. I mean, not right now for me, but, like, usually we come here and get dolled up for a show.
I kind of do that once a week.
Yeah, exactly.
At least.
Yeah, especially with the cute things that you wear. But, like, you know, you get, like, the big hat and the big dress, you know, and go out. There's actually a few places here in L.A. that do that, and it's kind of crazy. But also, just know that you'll probably have to stop drive-through after because the... It's like little tiny finger sandwiches, little tiny desserts.
So don't go hungry.
No, not a good idea. Learn from my mistakes. Because it racks up a bill.
So they decide to look up the letters from the two librarians who fought. And I like that we're getting all this history of librarians this season.
Mm-hmm.
That's because it's such a fascinating concept that all we had so far was the library will pick you and then you do your job.
That's it.
Yep.
Yep. And now there's so many different librarians. They all had letters and things that they did and that you can follow. And then we had the forgetful one. I can't remember her name. Which
Zelfa the Forgetful.
I think I was calling her Zelda the Forgetful for a while.
That's
why I'm wearing a Legend of Zelda shirt today.
I was definitely thinking they went Zelda Elphaba. Zelfa.
Yeah, I think that'll work.
That's where my head was at.
I mean,
either way, green, right? She's green.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Zelda's not, but yeah.
But he wears, Link wears green.
So yeah, that's fine.
I'm thinking the game.
No, you're correct. There's a lot. There's a lot of green.
There are trees
everywhere. No, I'm with you. But yeah, I like that it wasn't that, I guess Zelfa had like a specific system. Mostly to her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A system that is beneficial to only you is not a system.
It's not.
But I love that it all came back to our beloved Jenkins and that he had the letters.
And he just forgot.
Yeah. Which is funny. So for the forgetful.
Yeah.
Or infuriating.
Infuriating.
We read the letters and find out what the deal is. So, okay. Through the episode, the big emotion of it, right, is this idea of how many librarians there should be. Stone and Ezekiel are voting one. Cassandra is voting all of them.
And then it's...
And then it switches because she reads the letters and she realizes that she's being selfish. And I'm still like, is no one going to remember how specifically on this case, right, where they're in feud, they realize they need to help each other. And that's something that, like, we continue to establish, is that these three work well together and none of them can do it alone.
I think that we're gonna, that's probably gonna be our end, because they're gonna be like, oh, you know, we need to just, oh, for the tethering ceremony, sure, they're gonna realize that maybe the tethering ceremony can't work because the fact that the one librarian that they do decide to pick, it just doesn't work. And they're like, what the heck is going on? And
or they decide that if anybody does it, it has to be all of them.
I mean, that would be nice if we could just beat it, just not beat around the bush and just do that. That would be great. But I feel like it could happen this way, where it's just like, oh, it's not working. Oh, it's all your fault. No, it's your fault. And they just kind of fight about it for a little bit.
I just don't, I don't, her, so the brothers who fought, they realized in the letters that they were being selfish. They put their needs over the needs of the library. And Cassandra feels like she's doing that as well, when she, because she wants...
She's not, but okay. Yeah,
I'm sorry. I want to stay a librarian, and that's why there should be three of us. I don't feel like that's...
That's very selfish. You're thinking about the library.
Right.
I mean, unless in her head she just doesn't... She's not ready to leave the library, and so her only way of living is being a librarian. I guess that could be interpreted as selfish, but I'm like, but you're still going to have... If you're a librarian, you have to tend to the library.
Right. Yeah.
So it's just a full circle there.
Right. It's not like I want to be a librarian because I want the benefits of being a librarian. I want to be a I want to be a librarian because I will be immortal. I want to be a librarian because I, you know, get free health insurance. Whatever it is. Like, no, none of the reasons... You want to be a librarian because you... That's all you think you're good at. And being a librarian is being helpful and saving people and being a good
person.
You're
being a superhero. It's like, oh, Superman's like, I don't want to be Superman anymore because...
Because it's selfish of me to want to save the world.
Yeah. I'm what? Like, what? That makes wrong sense. With you? Like, maybe Batman, but not you. Get it together.
But, like, the perspective of our librarian switch at the end of the episode and we...
But I like that, though.
You do?
I mean... Because the fact that Ezekiel has been so hard-bent of, like, I need to be the librarian, and Stone, I wasn't exactly expecting it from him, because he's so, like, let's be a team, let's just shut up and let's figure it out together kind of thing.
We're
so,
a team, shut up!
Like, that kind of thing. At least that's how I interpret Stone.
Yes.
Especially because I feel like we haven't gotten a lot from him this season yet, besides the gambling one. But,
Well, he was also the tree. He spoke for... He was the Lorax. He spoke
what,
for the tree.
That's what I'm saying. He was like... He was there. He was having a love... He was a love little thing. And all of a sudden, oh, hey, I got sucked into a tree. And I was like, what's happening?
You know, when we were in the press conference in Feud, I thought there was a shot where he looked over and I thought he was about to... like, lock eyes with a girl. And I was like, another one?
You need to calm down. Put it away. rate it back in.
But then he asked his question. I love that, not to jump backwards, but that Ezekiel was asking his question. He didn't have a recorder. He had the jerky.
Yeah, like, and he's like,
It's not an audio recorder,
it's
sir.
Not a microphone, sir. Please put it away.
but you were saying that you were surprised that Stone switched.
Yeah, because the fact that they're so... that Ezekiel's very stubborn and, like, very set on one thing, you know, whether it's like, oh, I'm very good at thieving and I'm going to be the best librarian. Like, those are the two things that he, like, constantly talks about. And Stone is very well-rounded, but also at the same time is stubborn in his own way. Like, I like that they were able to find a middle ground and was like, you know what? We need each other because I'm too bullheaded on this. You're too bullheaded on that. If we don't have each other, we can't do this by ourselves. But I was surprised that Cassandra was the one, again, with Cassandra, that was like, no. Sorry.
I expected by the end of the episode that the two boys would turn around based on their experience in Feud. I was surprised that was Cassandra's response.
Yeah.
Also, like, if the problem was being selfish, let's stop being selfish. Like, you...
Find another way.
Right, like, in this solution, right, three of them have decided that they should all do it.
Mm-hmm.
The selfless thing to do would be to agree with them.
And she said the result. She goes, they were being selfish on their own things instead of thinking about the library. And I was like, okay, so what are we gonna do, guys? We're gonna think about the library. Yeah, like, it's not that hard. It's, I mean, again, I think that they're clearly trying to build up to something, because I feel like the library is gonna be like, hey, I know you guys have been doing this all season. It's really annoying. I picked you guys for a reason. You're gonna stay, all three of you. All three of you. That's it.
You think the library will make the decision?
Yeah, because I would feel like the library had a reason why they picked the three of them instead of just letting pick one, because you could do that. It's whatever. And even though the brothers couldn't figure that out, because, again, they were probably too selfish to think that through, I feel like the library knows what it wants. It's not going to sit there and play games. We don't have time for that.
Yeah. I agree. I think the library will definitely make the decision.
I think the library is like a lady who's just rolling her eyes, just like, children, get it together.
I would love if this is...
I want it. Tell me.
I would love it if Kasenkins decides after this episode that they were right and there shouldn't be all of them, so they decide to leave together.
Oh, I see what you're doing. I see it. That would be adorable. Right? Or if she can't be... Well, I guess that's also tough, because I guess if the library... If she's not a librarian and he's not a guardian... Not guardian.
Immortal?
Yes. That
they're just two people?
Yeah, they're just two people. In love.
The chat is probably hating us right now.
How dare you? Get out.
They're not a couple.
But if the library was like, yeah, sorry, I have to shut you. Get out. Yeah. Then fine. I'm totally fine with them riding off into the sunset on some cute gondola. I'm down. But if the library's like, no, I need you guys. I can't. Who's going to be the one who like organizes the library while these librarians are running around? Like, that would be great to have the two of them still in the library keeping things together. They're not librarians, but they can take care of the library while Baird and the other two, or just one if they want to, can go out and do stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I feel like there is a way. There, you can have multiple jobs in one location. That's how a job works.
I don't understand.
Yeah. What? I can't do more than one thing.
To be fair, I'm sitting over here going, Kasenkins or Jassandra?
No, Jassandra sounds like a stripper name. I'm not doing that.
Jassandra.
Everybody, welcome to the stage. Jassandra. No, I'm not doing it.
I got it. What does the chat think? Think they hate us.
Yeah, everybody hates us. Ace said that Jenkins is way, way too old for her.
Oh, whoa. We do not shame.
Billy, I mean, yeah, who cares? Love is love. Billie Jean Girl says, I agree, Alexis. The library probably is an overprotective mother. Yeah, I think we know. The Always Obsessed said, read the rest of the... Oh, never mind. She was talking about her review. I'm not afraid to say it. I ship Jenkins and Cassandra. That was also Billie Jean Girl as well.
Jassandra.
Welcome to the state. But yeah, I mean, I also think that if we do decide that there has to be one librarian, and if they pick Stone, just kidding. If they choose to pick one of the two boys, and she decides to stay back with Jenkins, and they take care of the library, I want one of them to meet up with the other non-magical people, our army of magic, and they have to just sure. Start their own side thing, and then I mean a little.
Thank you. No, I think what did he told them about this?
No, I mean that he had to, but at the same time, I'm like, you're ruining everything.
No, they had a right to know, and I think the problem was that Flynn left. I blame Flynn.
I always blame Flynn,
but because fine. Darrington was just telling them, this is what happened before, therefore I'm warning you not to do it again. And Flynn went, you're right, and then did it, right? Like, Darrington's dead. You know what I mean? He can't affect them.
And the fact that, like I said, like, even though history might repeat itself in certain things, just don't repeat what the brothers did.
Right, stop being selfish.
Yeah, and you're not. You're taking care of the library, you're taking care of the world. Like, you're not, it's different.
When you said that you think Stone would stay and be the librarian just a minute ago, I was thinking about it and how in this episode, how, you know, we saw Ezekiel doing his thing. He broke in, mm-hmm. The alarms didn't go off, mm-hmm. He opened the safe, there was nothing in it, mm-hmm. Aside from the photos. But then we did see Stone in the jail cell, and that was really impressive. Like, yeah. Didn't think like, well, this is my thing. I know that historically, blah, blah, blah. And then the ceilings, blah, blah, blah. And then these pins.
That
blah,
was a blah, really blah. Great history. Quotation.
History. Is that not how he talks?
Correct. That's exactly what it is.
I'm stoned. Sorry.
I didn't hit that.
I'm stoned, anyway. Darling. Is that it?
Yeah, it's working for me.
Stoned. Let me tell you about the history.
This is awful.
This is jail cell. It was built
in... Is it getting hot in here?
Okay. Some year. And then they lowered the ceiling. History. I'm stoned. I hope you're mascara. I hope it burns.
I forgot what I was going to say.
Good.
Ow.
Karma. All right. I think we should have headed to predictions.
Sure. Why not? Oh my God. There's so much eyeshadow.
Yeah, it burns, doesn't it?
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Okay. Next week. Did you see the promo?
No, I couldn't get to see it.
Girl.
What is it? Tell me.
Okay. So next week, there is a... I'm putting this in air quotes for those listening. Young Jenkins. It seems...
I'm sorry, what?
Body swapping. It looks like it might be a bottle episode. I put question mark, bottle episode. Meaning that we're stuck in the annex. It looks like somebody swaps bodies with Jenkins and pretends to be Jenkins Young. And then Jenkins is stuck in the body of the young guy outside. And there's like a... He's holding a sign at the door. He rings the doorbell and says, I'm Jenkins. They stole my body. Or something. I didn't read it.
This is,
I don't read it.
This is the best.
Yeah, I'm so excited. Doesn't that sound like the best episode? I can't wait.
I can't wait.
Okay. I continue to predict that Jenkins will tether to the library. Mm-hmm. They keep bringing up how close the tethering ceremony is.
But I don't know how close. Like, how many weeks, how many days, how many months? Tell me.
The season finale, you mean?
Yeah, because that's what I was thinking was going to happen. I was like, so it's a season finale? Is that what we're doing?
So usually we get 10 episodes, and this season we have 12. So we have three more weeks till the tethering ceremony.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, that actually would... that would make sense.
What?
Because it's in three episodes, so yeah, yes. It would be the finale.
That's what I said.
Yeah, sorry, it just took me a minute.
That was the joke I was making.
Yeah, sorry. It just took me a minute. I'm still thinking about stuff.
Let me tell you about the history.
No, stop it! I can only take so much.
This cell. All right. This studio was built 2 years ago.
Stop All it. Right.
Oh,
where Lord.
Were we? So Jenkins is going to tether to the library. That's my thought.
Okay.
That said, I don't know. We don't know exactly what the rules are. So tethering wise,
they
right?
They didn't tell us anything.
From what we understand, to tether, you have to be a librarian and a guardian. And at no point was Jenkins a librarian, right? Or is he technically considered...
I don't know. I thought he was like practically the library at that point, at least in my head. I don't think he's a librarian.
Careful.
Unless they...
First season, I suggested that Charlene was the heart of the library, and
true.
I got torn a new one.
I don't know. Let it go. Like, seriously, like, Elsa, let it go.
I'm
but,
sorry.
But, I don't know. I would like for Jenkins to be...
Tethered. Because then he would be immortal again.
Mm-hmm.
And he can do... Well, I mean, he already does the, like...
He does everything.
He does showing up in the windows and mirrors thing.
Yeah. I mean, he's been there the longest. I feel like the library would be like, sure, I'll make an exception for
I'll
him.
I'll tether you.
Yeah. I'll tether with you. That sounds like a great time.
So he has to tether, and then... So if he would tether in the place of a librarian, so then would... Oh,
I knew you were going to get there. I was waiting. I was like,
Nicole.
Yeah.
Nicole, what's Heather?
Yeah.
Jenkins and Nicole, what's Heather?
Yeah.
And then Flynn will rejoin them. Flynn and Barrett and the three librarians will continue to go on adventures. Mm-hmm. And we just won't see Nicole.
Ever.
I mean, she'll be tethered the way Charlene was tethered.
Yeah, we like never saw her.
Yeah.
That's fine.
She'll do that for Flynn.
She would do that for
Flynn. With her accent, because she's English.
I can't today.
Maybe she'll come back in the finale to be the first actress.
Oh, she changed her face again, guys. There's better lighting now. We can really see it. Instead of this dark dungeon that we were
this
at.
Freedom has given you a new face.
Oh, yes. All of that rest and relaxation has gotten me back to what I looked like before. Lord. But yeah, I'm with that. I also think that the library will just be like, you don't need a tether. We're in a new age.
I think at the end, the library will be like, you know what? All of this bickering, all of you out.
Ooh, nope, that's not how tethering works. Never mind.
The opposite of tethering?
I wanted, not the opposite of tethering, I just wanted the light. This is me being like super ridiculously sci-fi of like the library's like, I'm not gonna tether, I'm gonna manifest into a person and then I have to hang out with that. You. I know, but I want it again.
But in a different body.
Yes. Black female.
Yes.
Just saying. But
I want that.
But anyway, but I definitely think the library is going to choose. And or not choose anybody. They're going to be like, no, I chose the three of you. This is how this works.
And now picturing different women that it could be.
Yeah, there's so many. So, like, and that they're just like, yeah, no need to tether. We're all good here. Just go.
Well, so we need to tether because we need to keep the library safe because that's how we ended up with the four stones at the beginning of the season. Where is John Noble?
I don't know.
Speaking of the beginning of the season, he better come back.
They just pick up, like, dosa people. They're like, we'll just tether you guys to the library. Thanks.
Yes.
Can you imagine just like, yeah, sure, that's fine. They'll protect you.
Listen, we need someone tethered. It can't be any of us.
It has to be two of you guys and just figure it out.
I just wish we would have established early on what the rules of tethering are.
Yeah, besides the fact that we know that it has to be a librarian and a guardian.
And that so. It needs to be done at a certain date.
Yeah, because of...
The moon?
The moon and the stars aligning or planets aligning, something like that.
And I swear, with the moon and the stars in the sky,
yeah,
I'll be there.
I'm
really excited for next week's episode. I really like the idea of... Well, body swapping,
yes.
But also somebody pretending to be young Jenkins.
It's going to be great.
I just don't understand how one pretends to be a young Jenkins. What do you know?
You're
a Jenkins that has been youngified, the opposite of the old people.
I just feel like there's probably going to be a lot of nagging, a lot of head shaking.
Nagging?
Not nagging, but like, you know, like, this is how it's supposed to be. Like, that kind of thing.
I see.
Yeah. I don't know how to. It's hard because I can't see anybody else pretending to be Jenkins.
I wish you'd seen the promo.
I'm gonna watch it right after this.
Great.
Yep.
Any predictions from the chat?
Maybe the library is ginger fluid. We don't know. Ace said that.
That is a good point.
I will. Yeah. Correct. Sorry. The always obsessed. I legit solved this problem in the first episode. What?
Scroll. I think you need to scroll.
Oh, John Noble. Sorry.
Oh.
That's how no one caught on to her. She can change how she looks. She's a shapeshifter.
Oh, it's Mystique.
I knew it. Actually, I would be okay with that.
I'd be so okay with that. Wait a second. It could totally be Mystique. Rebecca Romijn.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, guys. We are a little tired.
That took me a hot minute. I was like, what are you talking about?
I said it, and then I was like, wait a second.
Oh, man. I really need an episode where someone's like, oh, man, maybe she's a shapeshifter, and she just, like, looks at camera. I'm just like,
oh. She looks at camera, does this.
A wink.
There's a big old wink for those listening.
That seems very fictional. No, that's pretty much it for... Yeah, everyone just keeps saying John Noble. So, yeah.
You know what's interesting is the first season, we had a clear story arc where the end of the season was all the pieces put together to lead us to our solution. And then every season after that has felt like it's all been pieces, or at least it hasn't felt like, but at the end we've gone, oh, how did we miss all these pieces coming together? And I'm waiting for that moment in this season because it so far feels like these little bits that they've been doing and just bickering amongst themselves.
Yeah, and I mean, in past seasons, they've bickered, you know, together or at each other, you know, through the entire season. But there was always, like, that one resolve of they realize that, like, oh, we need each other towards the end or in the middle or whatever. So I feel like they're going to hit it eventually. It has to happen because... I really can't see, at least maybe the librarians, the show, going, yeah, we're going to pick up one librarian at the end of this.
Right.
Like I mean,
even if they do, I feel like that's setting up for the next season to bring them back.
Yeah, in some way, shape, and form. Like, something terrible happens, and he's like, I can't do this by myself. Sure. Please help me.
He. Because you're assuming it was Stone.
Yeah, in my head. But
Stone loves history.
Yeah, he does. But
I don't know
what
that's my Stone was.
But that's what it is. He's just it's deep, and he talks about history, and that's as much as I can go.
At talking about history.
But yeah, either way, if they do decide to pick one, whoever it is, it'll be interesting to see how the next season will handle it.
I think I'm feeling like we need to resolve it now because it is, we're close, like usually
there's
by episode 10.
There's only three episodes.
Yeah, but by episode 10, usually we have our final thing.
Yeah.
And we don't. Because we have three more. Yay.
Yay. But I'm also like, what's going to happen?
Well, we will find out. Mm-hmm. Thank you all so much for joining us. Before we go, I would like to take a very, very important moment to thank Her Universe for the beautiful Doctor Who dress. It is a Doctor Who halter dress that you can check out on my Instagram at Yael Teagle. Thank you, Her Universe. Check it out. Until next week, Alexis, where can people find you?
We're not announcing stuff, right?
We can't announce it because it hasn't been confirmed.
Okay.
You're going to want to be live next week, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Hopefully. I hope so. You guys can find me all over social media at atores890. That's atores890. I've got two other after shows besides this awesome one. I do Lethal Weapons on Tuesday. Lethal Weapons? Lethal Weapons.
The Weapons of Lethals.
Yes. On Tuesdays, 8 p.m. There's going to be a guest next week. You should check him out. He's awesome. His name's Chase. Just check him out. You know what I'm talking about. And Supernatural is actually back tonight.
Yay!
So the after show on Sunday will be there, and we will let you know who will be there and what time it'll be at, because I don't remember because it's been so long.
Wonderful.
Yay!
Thank you all so much for joining us. We will see you next week.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.